Module 3, Freedom, and now Stage 15, Freedom and the New Relationship with Me. We are now at the end of the rebuilding journey, and we've arrived at freedom. By working with me through these various rebuilding processes, you can see now that you've rebuilt a more meaningful relationship with yourself for the future. Why? Because you found the freedom to choose to be either free and happy as a single person, or to be in another relationship. Essentially, freedom is being you, fully you. But before we explore this in our next session, think back over the process we've been working through. First of all, what was the most enjoyable and interesting part for you? Secondly, what was the most difficult and thereby challenging part of the process for you? And then finally, what was the most painful? As you take time to write down your thoughts, can you now identify the many changes that's taken place within you? Have you reached a place of embracing these shifts emotionally, or are these experiences still in your logical, conscious mind? Think about what it now feels like to have reached the end of our work and the journey together, and all the hard work which has unfolded for you in this journey towards your own personal growth. Please, at this stage, take as much time as you want before going on and listening to the next section. On the singleness part of the journey, I hope you found not only that it feels good to be single, but it may be the most productive behavior at this point in your life. Now you need to think about what working your way through these rebuilding processes has done in terms of the way you interact with those around you. The way you react to loneliness, grief, rejection, guilt, anger, and love significantly determines how you handle your daily life and your interactions with others. Many people have had considerable difficulty with one or more of the rebuilding processes after a relationship ends. As we have worked through this rebuilding process, overcoming each of the what we might term stumbling blocks that were holding you back, then you are able to enter into another relationship and make it far more productive than the last one. You will be able to meet your own needs and the needs of that person much better than in the past. Rebuilding not only helps you to survive the process of the ending of a relationship, but it also enhances your future relationships. Perhaps you were widowed and were satisfied with the happiness you felt in your last relationship. Research indicates that people who were widowed have future relationships which are more likely to last. Being widowed is a painful and very difficult process, and most of the rebuilding processes are helpful to those who are going through this journey. Many widowed people, however, do not have one of the toughest adjustments, that of dealing with the previous unhappy relationship. For many people who have moved on from such an unhappy relationship, the journey is so difficult that they feel like giving up before they reach this, the freedom stage. I have heard countless people say, "I want to stop and rest. I'm tired of growing." Many people do stop along the way because they are tired, frightened, or feel unable to handle the change. My response is the same as I would with anyone going through this process. Sit and rest. Get your energy back. Then keep on with the journey. Because that journey for you is worth it, and not as impossible as many people have successfully completed the process. Do you have the self-discipline, the desire, courage, and stamina to make it? I will be honest, I cannot promise that you'll be happier, or wealthier, or more fulfilled if you've completed this journey. The hard fact is that you will not necessarily find another person who is just right, with whom to create a lasting relationship. What you will find is that you will like yourself better, you can enjoy being alone and single, and the people who you meet, who have completed the self-same journey, are pretty special like you at many levels. It is true that there are fewer people like yourself who have gone and had the courage to complete this all-important, challenging, and liberating journey. Many are still playing social games, hiding behind emotional walls, and finding excuses not to embark upon this journey. The lack of numbers here may make the process of finding new friends and potential lovers more difficult, but I have found that the relationships with others who have completed this journey has a much higher quality than the quantity, so it is not so important. When you've completed the journey, you give out great vibrations, and there are many people who are attracted to you. So this is not a lonely place in comparison with some of the earlier rebuilding processes that you've explored and that you've worked through. And if you still feel lonely, maybe you've not reached the end of this journey emotionally, but we have created the right foundations for you to continue and explore this process within you. You may get discouraged at times when you realize that the old patterns have crept back and you really have not changed as much as you thought. Keep up the determination and you will make it, so don't get discouraged, given that it might be actually a slower process than you'd anticipated. You may greatly fear the unknown future. You're not alone. Learning to be single and not knowing what to expect or what is expected of you. How do you feel the first time you drive or ride in a new city that's unfamiliar to you? Confused, lost, uncertain. How about the way you feel the first time you go to a singles party? There is a certain amount of comfort in the known. I've talked a great deal and at great length about the importance of being single. Now let me talk about the importance of relationships. We can become whole by emotionally working hard at becoming whole, but I believe there is a part of us. Each of us needs a person to help us to become completely fulfilled. When you are in the pits of your crisis, you have no thoughts or plans or goals for the future. Part of your grief was concerned with the loss of the future, since you had to give up plans and goals that you had in your relationship before. But when you came out and worked through this process, you began looking to the future and then beginning to make plans again. Ernie, a member of one of my seminars who'd worked in a hospital, told the group one evening, "It's like the process in the hospital psyche wards. There's a classroom where the patients spend time. When the patients are first admitted, they have no energy to work on crafts, but when they begin to really get interested in this, there is a good indication that they're ready to be discharged." He said, "I feel ready to be discharged from the divorce pits when I started making plans for the future." My research has found that recently separated people, and especially dumpees, are very much living in the past, thinking mostly about how it used to be. Further along the process, people stop living in the past and start living in the present, enjoying their current view of life and living it. Recently separated people, and again, especially dumpees, are very, very dependent upon others. As people grow further in the process, they gain more independence and find a good balance between independence and dependence. A question: have you found a good balance between dependence and independence here, now, at this point in your life? In preparation for our session, let's actually look at how you are really doing. 1. I'm able to put into words what I'm feeling. 2. I'm able to communicate to another person what I'm feeling. 3. I have at least one close friend of each sex that I can ask for help when I need support. 4. I can express my anger in a positive manner that is not destructive to me or those around me. 5. I'm keeping a journal of my feelings and attitudes as I adjust to this transitionary phase in my life. 6. I have made at least one new friend or renewed an old friendship in the past month. 7. I have invested quality time with at least one friend this past week. 8. I have identified which of the rebuilding blocks I need to work on, and I have made a plan to start my future work. 9. I've invested time in a growing experience, such as reading a good book, taking an education class, attending an interesting lecture, or watching an educational program on television this past week. 10. I've seriously considered if I would benefit from therapy in order to enhance my personal growth, to speed up my adjustment process. 11. I've received my quota of hugs from friends this week. 12. I have spent quality time by myself this past week. 13. I've nurtured myself with a kind deed this past week. 14. I listened to aches, tensions, and feelings in my body to learn more about myself. 15. I exercise regularly, be this walking, running, or doing some form of physical activity. 16. I have made at least one change in my daily living habits that I feel good about this week. 17. I nourish my body with adequate diet. 18. I have given emotionally to myself, to at least one friend this past week. 19. I've invested in my spiritual growth this past week. 20. I like being the person I am. 21. I'm making plans for my future. 22. I've let the natural child within me have some fun this past week. 23. I'm not carrying around pent-up feelings of anger, grief, loneliness, rejection, or guilt, but have learned to express them in order to rid myself of them. 24. I'm much more in control of my life than I was when my relationship ended. 25. I'm experiencing the feelings of freedom to be myself. 26. I'm actively using the concepts learned from our work together to help speed up my adjustment process. Well, how are you doing? Are you satisfied with such a self-evaluation? I'm going to summarize some of the important concepts that we've explored in our work together. What is the freedom we all seem to be striving for? Freedom is something you find inside of yourself, and you find it by becoming free from the unmet needs which control you, such as the need to avoid being alone, the need to feel guilty, the need to find a critical parent to please, or the need to get free from your own parent within. The final stage of freedom is about doing what you want for yourself, the life that you choose, where you can be free of the bonds that have kept you from being the person that you really wanted or wished to be. The person that you were meant to be, the person that you are capable of being. Our worst enemies are those within us, and it is those demons from which we need to free ourselves. So, reaching this stage not only gives us the freedom of choice to seek happiness, either alone or in another relationship, no, it also gives us the freedom to be ourselves.